Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermiz. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, January 9th. West Grey police have confirmed the identity of the victim of a recent homicide in Durham. A police spokesperson says 35-year-old Travis Hopkins was the man who died in a stabbing last Saturday on Garafraxa Street South. Hopkins was the owner of a local fishing tackle shop. An online condolence message says he will be missed by his parents, friends, other family, and many in the fishing community. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. West Grey police arrested and charged 36-year-old Scott Timbers of Thornton with second-degree murder. He's due to make a court appearance in Walkerton today. Two new doctors are going to start taking patients in Wyarton and Sauble Beach. Dr. Amir Farhood and Dr. Mailash Malvaganam are relocating to the region from large urban centers south of Grey Bruce. Corey Dobbin, chair of the local physician recruitment group Sauble and Wyarton MD Quest, says they're both planning on building full practices, which will help cut down the number of people without a primary care doctor in the area. An accessibility update from Saugeen Shores staff highlights some improvements made in the past year. Floating wheelchairs are now available at some beaches. The Chantry Senior Center got a new ramp. The Southampton branch of the Bruce County Library has a new accessible entrance. And elevator improvements were made at the old Southampton Town Hall. The upgrades improve the way people with disabilities get around town and enable them to use local amenities more easily. Owen Sound's leaf and yard waste compost site will close for the season next week. City officials confirm the last day of operation until the spring will be Monday, January 13th. The 28th Avenue East facility will reopen in April when weather allows. Premier Doug Ford was unharmed after an OPP vehicle in which he was riding was involved in a crash on the 401 yesterday afternoon in Pickering. Two people in the other vehicle suffered minor injuries, and the 18-year-old driver of the second vehicle faces a charge of dangerous driving. On the national news, Ottawa is looking at U.S. items it could slap with higher tariffs if the U.S. imposes new taxes on Canadian goods. Among those items, toilets and kitchen sinks, along with Florida orange juice. Incoming U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened 25% tariffs across the board. And five people are now confirmed dead in the wind-driven firestorms that are sweeping the Los Angeles area. More than 1,000 homes and businesses have been destroyed, and 70,000 people, including some of Hollywood's rich and famous, have been forced from their homes. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are headed for a slightly lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading ahead of a shortened session in the United States. Yesterday, markets were mixed at the close. The Dow was up 106 points to 42,635. The S&P 500 advanced as well, while the NASDAQ was down slightly. The TSX closed 121 points higher to 25,051. Bitcoin down near 1% this morning at just over 93,000 US. The price of oil is up a half percentage point, 73.60 per barrel, while gold's trading higher as well at 2,690 an ounce. Canadian dollars at 69.52 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Remax. The NHL season hits the halfway point tonight with 10 games. Last night, Washington had an overtime win against Vancouver. The Capitals have had a great season. They're 1 point behind Vegas for number one overall. Calgary was supposed to play in L.A., but that game was postponed due to the wildfires. The NFL is also monitoring the situation in L.A. with the Rams set to host the Vikings on Monday. If conditions don't improve, then that game will be played in Arizona. PWHL is testing potential expansion markets with their takeover tour. Vancouver showed well last night. A sellout crowd watched first-place Montreal beat Toronto. Raptors fell to the Knicks, and the NBA's top two teams went head-to-head. Cleveland defeated OKC. The Cavs have won 11 straight, snapping the Thunder's 15-game winning streak. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack took care of business against the Barrie Colts last night. Fred Wallace has this report.
Mason Ray had a two-goal game as the Attack dropped the Barrie Colts 5-2. Declan Waddick would add a penalty shot goal for Owen Sound, who snapped a two-game losing streak. The Attack will be at Sarnia on Friday. Again, Ray with two. The Attack beat Barrie 5-2. Fred Wallace of the J.D. MacArthur Arena.
The attack win came after a busy day on the trade front. They sent defenseman Connor Smith to Brampton for 7 draft picks and then acquired rookie forward Cole Zaroski from Flint, a top pick in the 2024 OHL priority selection, for Sam McEwen picks. PJHL, the Concordon Bulldogs fell 7-3 to the Mitchell Hawks. In Owen Sound Puffer Hockey, Lance Askew had a pair of goals as Hometown Sports beat Hobart 5-4. Smithtell and Gary Byers' Sound and Lighting also picked up wins. And in BrokerLink Grey Bruce Major Curling, the Rettinger, Davidson, and Greg Rinks were winners in Chesley last night. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Chance of some flurries this morning, then a mix of sun and cloud throughout the day. A high of -8. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and a low of -13. And cloudy tomorrow with some light snow in the afternoon. A high of -5.